Before this week's bill signing, Texas students were taking 15 end-of-course tests. At least, that's the number you hear. But the 15 tests that everyone talks about? Well, that number completely ignores elementary and middle schools. UT researcher Julian Heilig explains.
So the end-of-course exams are only secondary exams. There's a whole nother battery of tests that these kids take grades 3 through 8.
Students in grades 3 to 8 have 17 tests that the legislature left untouched. So, until yesterday, there were 32 tests total. Now there are 23, right? 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 55. Well, let's talk about benchmarks. A benchmark is a sort of rough draft of the high-stakes test that comes later in the year. It's a district decision, but in Austin ISD and many other Texas districts, benchmarks are given for each test twice a year. So that's 51 tests from grades 3 to 8. As Heilig puts it,
what we do know is that in many schools, almost a quarter of their year is taken up in testing. So that means that they're often taking tests to test if they're ready for the test. And so clearly that is a very poor use of our classroom time.
Luke Quinton, KUT News.